And on this Tuesday morning, we've got Jessica Eby in from the Good Samaritan Society in Atkinson. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. I feel kind of odd sitting in your chair over here, Scott.
You want to do the news? You can do the news.
Sure. Heck, I can hang out for a while this morning and help you on the radio.
Walker's on a four-day break.
I heard that he's on a vacay.
Yeah. So. Not that he isn't always on vacation.
Yeah. I'll have to give him a hard time when he comes back.
That's right. Well, how are things going at the Good Samaritan Society?
Pretty good. We haven't, it's not a daily change anymore. So we're kind of settling down into a new routine. So it's nice. We have celebrated Hay Days last month and we're in the parade. So that was fun. And we got all of our residents out to watch the parade. And so, things are somewhat normal. It's a new normal, but we're hanging in there. The residents are, we're keeping them busy inside with a lot of activities. We're getting them outside around the facility. Still not going a lot of places, but they're used to adjusting to things, and like I said, it's a new normal. So we're hanging in there. It's been an experience, and I think we'll continue to have some changes, but so far we're doing pretty good. I had someone the other day tell me that, I can't wait for the day when we can talk about this as past tense. Like, that's remember right. when mm-hmm. we, you started your senior year with masks on, and some of those yearbooks have those pictures with the masks on and standing in line to take temps, and your grandkids are asking you, Mom, Dad, do you remember that? Or Grandma, Grandpa, can you tell me about that time we have to do a report in school?
Yeah.
So, those days will come a long time from now, but I'm kind of with them on that. I wish it was a past tense thing. But I am glad to see that, volleyball, football, softball, golf, cross country, everything's kind of starting and we're going to things.
And we're getting, our organizations are getting things going and all of that. And again, it's just another reminder that be smart if you... Right. Are not feeling well, stay home. We don't want to ruin it for everybody. So
exactly.
Because once it kind of starts spreading, then
it's hard to stop.
We don't want any of the stuff to stop. We want to keep athletics going. We want to keep all the different things going on at school. We know FCCLA and FFAs and all that are going. We want to keep all of that going.
Right. So we want to protect ourselves and our kids as much as we can so we can keep a norm for them also. So yes, I agree, Scott. Let's just be careful out there. Wear your masks and, be safe in crowds and things. So that's a good reminder. Just a couple of other things before I have a big announcement here. We are hiring. We're getting a lot of calls here lately for admissions. So we are doing some hiring. So please go online and look at www.good-sam.com and search for Atkinson. There's a list there of positions that we're hiring for. We'd like to help out our community by taking, people that need help in rehab. So, you help us out by coming aboard and have some great benefits and see what we have to offer. So, check us out. September is National Assisted Living Week and Grandparents Day. We have that coming up. So don't forget your grandparents and send them a card if they don't live around here. And if they do live around here, maybe you want to stop and visit and take some cupcakes or something to them. Or, stop and visit your grandparents or those older people that take care of you and come to your sporting events and always are supportive. It might be a nice time to say hi and thank you for all that they do. So just kind of a reminder out there. And so I do have a big announcement, and I'm announcing that our assisted living, Prairie Winds, a while back put in for a bronze quality award. And Jenny Campbell, our assisted living manager, did a lot of hard work on writing up that the information for the award. And we just found out that we were granted that award a couple of weeks ago. And so that's a big honor for our assisted living. So I want to give a big shout out to them and all of their hard work for getting that award. Normally we would like to travel to the convention to pick up our award, but this year the convention is virtual. So we get to hopefully view it online, and we'll accept our award through the mail and they'll announce it online. But I want to give a big shout out to all my Prairie Winds staff, especially our manager, Jenny Campbell, Beth McLean, Devon Murray, Kathy Inge, Yolanda Cullen, Jolene Yoakum, Mary Ellen Schultz, Linda Price, our RN, Also, some part-time staff that help out, Noelle Sykes, Ellie Brickenshaw, Sheena Euker is our activity director for both facilities. She does help over there, and Christy Sigler, my social worker, who also helps at Pray Win. So just a big shout out to all of that staff that put a lot of hard work into what they do each day, because they can't win this award unless they give quality care every day. And so that's what they do. And I just want to give a big shout out to our assisted living on their awards. So that's our big announcement today. And like I said, I wish Jenny and I were traveling to convention. It would have been nice. But like I said, it is virtual this year, so we'll be probably viewing it online. And so yes, have been recognized by Good Sam and Sanford Health for this award with our CEOs and president through some letters and emails. So just it's just nice that our small facility, we have the smallest facility in our company, and that they get such a huge award. So I'm just really proud of that staff for doing that. So yeah, we're just going to have some fun activities for our assisted living then to celebrate with our residents. We're going to do some pie and ice cream. We're going to do some special events. We're going to be ordering some jackets for all the staff in recognition for that award, so they can show those off out in public, and people can talk about it more. And so, yeah, we're just going to be doing some fun things over there to celebrate with our residents and our staff at the assisted living. So if you've never been to our assisted living, I'd like to say go visit, but right now I'd rather you not.
Right.
But if you ever in the future need our services at our assisted living, we'd be more than happy to do a virtual tour or something like that for you, or depending on where we're at that time, we'd be happy to give you a tour. So yeah, I would normally say we would welcome visitors, but we are still welcoming some family members, but not too many visitors. We may be changing that. We haven't sat down and really made too many decisions, but with the increase cases in our county, we may have to take a look at how we're going to do visitation going forward. So we'll see what the next couple of weeks looks like for visitors.
But as always, just call.
Call
before you come to visit.
Call before you come visit. Yep. Sometimes we've had some visitors show up and we don't know they're coming. And that's a great idea, Scott. Just please call before you travel to visit. Make sure you understand what our visitation rules are before you just show up. Because sometimes we may not be able to let you in, and we'd hate for you to travel that far and not be able to see your loved one except through the window. But we do allow some visitation, but we do have very strict restrictions on that. So, yes, please call ahead of time. So that's what we have. If you would like, you know, like I said, for Grandparents Day, we're just welcoming cards and letters to the people that we have in our facility and our assisted living. They really, really appreciate those cards and letters. And if you want to drop off something, I've had a few people drop off some snacks and things for people, you can do that in our front entryway. Just leave them inside our front entryway with a note on them, and we'll make sure they get them to the residents. So there are some ways, you know, to communicate and know that, or let them know that you are thinking of them, and that want to recognize them and let them know you're thinking about them. There you go. Thank you, Scott. And so we just appreciate all that. And phone calls are appreciated too. You can give them a call and say hi.
And again, good-sam.com if they're interested in any of those positions that are open.
Take a look at those positions on good-sam.com. Search Atkinson. It's real easy. All those positions will pop up. And like I said, we're looking for some part-time PRN, full-time positions, just need some extra help in caring for our residents at this time. So,
And if they want to give you a call, the number?
402-925-2875.
All right, Jessica.
All right.
Happy September 1st, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. Jessica Eby from the Good Samaritan Society in Atkinson.